From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The heat across South Florida has been brutal. Saturday marked the 10th day in a row that highs in Miami topped 90 degrees. There's something else that's getting hot, the ocean. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us why that's a concern for hurricane season.
Don't blame all the hot air for the steamy ocean. Currents set the ocean's thermostat. Nick Shea is an oceanographer at UM's Rosenstiel School. He says water in the Atlantic's equatorial region that feeds our currents is heating things up.
That's getting into the Caribbean. And anything that gets into the Caribbean, you know, what happens in the Caribbean doesn't stay in the Caribbean, just like what happens in the Gulf doesn't stay in the Gulf. It makes its way up towards the Yucatan Strait. Some of it goes north. Some of it takes a hard right out of the Florida Straits and warms our ocean as well.
And that's a particular problem for the Gulf during hurricane season. The Gulf's loop current can shed eddies. If they're hot enough, they can act like pit stops, refueling storms as they cross.
They move about as fast as Miami traffic, a couple miles per hour, if you will, to the south and west. So they can linger for a while. And that's why we're always concerned, where are these eddies and the loop current located relative to the track?
That's what happened with Hurricane Michael in 2018 after it crossed an eddy in its path.
And then it just kept moving north and east and kept interacting with this higher octane fuel. And then once it got on the shelf, it just exploded.
Michael surged to a fierce Cat 5 storm before making landfall in the Panhandle just 8 hours later. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
On our website, we've gathered up some links that might help you find the info you need throughout the coronavirus pandemic. You can find that smack dab in the middle of our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.